بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ابن عباس رضي الله عنه reported while he was once in itikaf in the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a certain man came to him, greeted him and sat down. Ibn Abbas said to him, "I see you seem to be sad and troubled." The man replied, "Yes, O son of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am indeed troubled in that I have an obligation to fulfill to someone. I swear by the holiness of the inmate of this honored resting place, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grave, that I am not able to fulfill this obligation." Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu inquired, "Shall I intercede with that person on your behalf?" The man replied, "By all means, if you so wish." Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu put on his shoes and proceeded from the masjid. The man, seeing this, said, "Have you then forgotten that you are in itikaf?" With tears filling his eyes, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu replied, "No, I have not forgotten. The time is still fresh in my mind. I heard the esteemed master of this tomb, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, 'Whoever sets forth in the way and makes an effort of settling a necessary affair on behalf of his brother, that service shall be better for him than to perform itikaf for 10 years. And whoever performs itikaf for a day, thereby seeking the pleasure of Allah, Allah will open 3 trenches between him and the fire of hell, and the width of each being the distance between the heaven and the earth.'" But you must also remember that if a person leaves the masjid during itikaf for any kind of important work like this, then nevertheless his itikaf is terminated. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون صدق الله العظيم. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the court hearing that is going to take place on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, when the people are going to be presented before Allah, then one of the things that is going to be presented as evidence is the book of deeds. So everybody's book of deeds are going to be brought there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the people that what you see in here, is that correct? And obviously there are those people who are going to say, "Yes, Allah, we accept, we have done wrong," whatever it is. But there are going to be those people, for example, they are going to say that, "No, we don't believe this to be correct. Wallahi rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen." They're going to take a qasam in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and they're going to say, "Wallahi, by our Rabb, this, we are never mushrikeen. We never committed shirk." In other words, this book here got something wrong with it. So basically, they're going to be questioning the records that have been written by the malaika. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "Okay, if this is not acceptable to you, then what else can we do?" So they will say, "Bring any other evidence." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "If you bring evidence from yourself, then what will you accept?" They say, "We will accept." So in other words, they got a problem with what's written in the books there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim." Allah says, "You're going to seal their mouths." "Watukallimuna aydihim." Then their hands are going to start speaking. "Watashhadu arjuluhum." And their feet are going to give evidence. "Bima kanu yaksibun." Whatever they used to do. And the same verse we find elsewhere in the Quran. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, "Shahida alayhim sam'uhum wa absaruhum wa chuluduhum bima kanu ya'malun." Their ears, their eyes, and even their skin is going to bear testimony to the fact that these people used to do whatever sin. So can you imagine on that day when your mouth can't now speak, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give different parts of your body the power to give evidence against you. So they are going to say to their skin, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. They're going to say to their skin, "Why you give evidence against us?" You know, like when the children fight in the school and one comes and spied us. "Why you spied me out? Lima shahidtum alayna? Why you give evidence against me?" The skin will say, "Qalu antaqana Allahu alladhi antaqa kull shay." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the power to speak like how he has given everything else the power of speech. Everything that we know and we don't know has got the power of speaking if Allah ta'ala puts the power of speaking there. We speak with our tongues and with our mouth because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that power of speech in our mouth and in our tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have put it anywhere he wanted to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it here. And if he wants to transfer it elsewhere, then he can do it. So this ayat of the Quran says that this is how these people are actually going to be caught up. And they are going to give evidence. They are going to be, you know, basically stumped, as we'll say. Because now you can't lie. And there's another ayat of the Quran also where there's an indication that the place upon which the sin was committed even that is going to give evidence against you. In Surah Idha Zulzilat al-Ardu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يُوْمَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, that on that day, the earth is going to bring forth all its load forward and is going to give evidence, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, on whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give it the power to give evidence. So it's going to give evidence on that day. That means the ground is also going to be given the power of speech. So where can a person run away? That's why our Sheikh, our previous Sheikh, Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, he said that when a person commits sin on any part of the ground, then he must make tawbah then and there. Because that same ground which can give evidence against him, if he makes tawbah, that same piece of ground can give evidence in favor of him. And how many places people don't go and what sins they commit and so forth. Are they even aware of it, that how much of evidence and how much of witnesses they are collecting against themselves, not only their own bodies and their own limbs, but even the ground. And who else knows what other parts of the earth, what other parts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation at that time is there. We mustn't think that these things are all dead, you know. These things are not dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, we had the ayat of the Quran also. All these things, they have got feelings, they have got the power of making the dhikr of Allah. Only we don't know what kind of dhikr they are making. And we don't know what other things are going to be brought forward and they can give evidence against us. So the bottom line in this particular ayat and in this lesson is that for a person to build up taqwa and real consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must know that there is no running away, there is no hiding away from Allah, there is no hiding of evidence, there is no concealing, and there is no threatening of witnesses. Now and then you find a fellow wants to go and give evidence in court, and then he gets an anonymous call, and say, you're going to give evidence there, you know, we know where you live, we know who your wife is, we know who your children are, and we know what kind of car you drive. So that poor fellow gets scared, he doesn't give evidence. On the day of Qiyamah, you can't even do that, because everything is going to be there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.